once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Segimma Bay, and I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're having another great day today. Glory to God in the highest. I really got a shout out to my father, Pastor Al from the Rock Church, which is also my earthly father that I love so much. We were sharing about the kingdom tonight, and he spoke some things that just jumped all up inside of my spirit. And the Lord said, I want you to make a podcast out of that. I wish he was here to make it with me. We need to do one together, Dad. I know you listen to my podcast, so. But I want to get this to the people, what Holy Spirit was saying. So get ready for this, because it's so awesome, so simple, so truth, so real, so liberating. I've come to liberate you today in the freedom of Christ Yeshua. Come on, I want you to get this. I'm here, Apostle Craig Wells takes responsibility. I want to liberate you through the blood covenant of Yeshua and the fullness of what Christ did on the cross. As you recognize who you are, seated in Christ Yeshua, so that you can be free from the law of sin and death that will hold you down. I want to go over a few basic things with you real quick, though, before I get deep into this word. Very, very important, something Holy Spirit told me. He said, tell the people they need to be in your word. Now, if you listen to me, you'll hear me say this a lot of times. The Bible is not an exhausted copy of the fullness of God, because it's not. The Bible is not an exhausted copy of everything that God has said. He spoke before, he spoke after. It's not. And I might even tell you there's so much beyond what God is speaking today that God will show me things I yet to know in the Bible. And then later on, he'll show me a scripture to confirm it and bear witness with it. But his word was true even before I knew the scripture in the Bible, because his word is him speaking, which is higher than his word that he wrote, because it's him. But with all that in mind, that is also for a trained, mature son or daughter that walks in the heavenlies, that can see from the other side of the veil and go into the depths of things. But I will tell you this from the Father. If you only studied the Bible in from the place of the mountain of the Lord, from the up here, from the other side of the veil, there's more revelation from Genesis to Revelations, and a few of the books that they took out. If you do a study, you'll find out that they took out books that God ordained and written to be a helpmate by Holy Spirit to teach you things and mysteries and secrets and glories and salvations of the kingdom of God. There's more anointing, more glory, more revelation that you could ever learn in your whole lifetime on this planet in the Word. So saying that, not discounting anything I've said before, but I guess clarifying what I'm saying so you understand the need that not religiously, but in the spirit, you need to read your Word every day. It is food for your spirit, and you need to go to the other side of the veil, whether it's a scripture or whether it's 10 chapters. You need to go in the other side of the veil and engage that before Holy Spirit as he gives you the revelation of it as you step into the fullness of it. That's basic number one of spiritual growth. Also, I encourage you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You should be praying in the spirit every day as much as possible. At work, at home, at Walmart, when you're shopping, in your tub, wherever you're at, you should be engaging Holy Spirit. Why? The Spirit of God, according to the Bible, according to the Word of God, says this: it prays the mind and will, the mysteries and secrets of God. So it's the beginning step of praying from the other side of the veil. It's the beginning step of praying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's the beginning of praying. The gateway that prayer opens up is the gateway of opening that which I am living in heaven in my spirit being, because you are a minimum two-dimensional being. You are in the spirit here on the earth as a being, male or female, and you are also in the heavens. You say, well, how do I know that? The Bible says the kingdom of God is in you. That's in the heavens. It also says that Jesus is in you. Come in your heart. He's in you. He's your Lord and your Savior. He lives in you. And it also says in the word that you live in him. You can read this in John chapter 17 as well. So therefore, you are a minimum bi-dimensional being, so you have that right to tap into the revelation and the knowledge of what your spirit man is doing at any given time by engaging in the Holy Spirit as much as possible. Those two have been the biggest two keys of my life, above almost anything. I think my next key would be tithe, offering, trade, and leverage. And that's not me trying to ask you for money. I don't ask for money in this program. I don't think I've personally asked for money on this program ever. I think a couple of ministers that's been on this program asked for money to send it to my ministry because they know the value of it, but I don't do that. This, listen, God wants me to provide it for. He provides for me, which he has. I'm provided for. And that's why I'm here today. But tithe, offering, trade, and leverage is holy before the Lord. And it's also one of those foundational traits where you're saying all that I have is yours. And I'm believing you and trusting you in everything. See, these three factors are three tenets of faith, of trust, that will cause the heavens to open up to you. That which is holy, that which is pure, that which removes fear, doubt, and unbelief. The Word, the Holy Ghost, and the evidence, meaning I'm not just focusing on speaking in tongues, even though speaking in tongues is so important of it, it's what's happening while you're speaking in tongues. It's not just picking up the Bible and reading, it's what's happening while you're reading it. And it's not just giving of your money to a priest. Tithe, offering, trade, and leverage isn't to the goodwill down the store. If you want to, that's called works of arms. If you want to give to the poor, you can, you should, I encourage you to, but that's not tithe and offering, which is holy to a priest, because that priest represents God. It represents the priesthood, the godlihood, where the other ones represent helping the poor, helping the sick. Nothing wrong with that. You can give your money there all day long, but that's not the same as tithe and offering, trade, and leverage. That must be sanctified by a holy man or a holy woman of Yahweh, because you're receiving it into the office of the priesthood that's in the authority of God, which is different from the office of the minister or the layperson that's giving to the poor and so on and so on. So that is the function of that. Well, that moves faith. All that you have to trust in God to do. And I'm going to add one more, what he's telling me. He said also in your foundational teaching, you should be a worshiper. Now, as you grow, you will learn how to soak in the Spirit, where you're settling into the spirit of mind of God, going on the other side of the veil and settling into the Spirit of God and hearing and doing and being what God tells you to do, all the way to some of the basics of just worshiping out of your mouth, raising your hands, giving him praise, giving him glory, uplifting him before you, coming to him with songs and melodies and worships before him, because the Bible says to do that, and it opens up the heavens. It opens up the heavens. These are basic tenets of the faith. And I'll add one more, because God's saying to add this one more. Do not forsake yourself from the assembly of God. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have to go to a certain church. You should be part of a body. Maybe not because, oh, that's the best thing. Like, that body preaches so much beyond you. No, you may need to be the one that preaches and ministers and infiltrates that body that you're into with the healing power of the glory of the revelation that you have. But God's never called anyone to be a lone wolf. Those usually go off track sooner or later because they don't have a counterbalance. That's just the way it works. God says, don't forsake the assembly yourselves. So you should be having a body that you're assembled with, whether that's your local church congregation or a group of people that y'all have come together to seek the face of God on a regular basis and are accountable to each other and bring life to each other. This is not a one-man show nowhere. From the pulpit to the pew, it's not a one-man show. So these are some foundations that you want to activate in your life to go on and move in the deeper things of God. Now, I wasn't going to share any of those. That wasn't part of my message today. But Yahweh said those foundational truths need to be activated and adhered to and help amplify what I'm about to read to you. So let me go ahead and read this to you, because this is something my daddy was talking to me about we've been talking, me and my father, Pastor Al, have been talking about stepping into the glory, stepping into that secret place where everything is made whole. Now, it's promised to us in the Word, and it's also promised us from the Word. The true Word is Yeshua the Christ. The written Word may be the Bible, but the true Word is Yeshua the Christ, and the totality of Him is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, way beyond the written book we call the Bible. He is Jesus, though the Logos of Jesus is the Word. So that Logos Word is telling us to go into Him, to sit ourselves in Him. We do that in the beginning by the born-again experience, receiving Yeshua the Christ, Jesus the Christ, as Lord and Savior, believing in our heart, confessing with our mouth, and we're saved. Our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are now on the journey where all of our spiritual senses are awakened and opened and able to receive from what God is saying. That is so important for you to understand. Even though you might have been born again for a long time, or a lot of times we call it born from above now, born from above for a long time, you don't want to get away from those basics, because they will lead you into the truth of everything that God's going to show you in the appear and the secrets and mysteries department of God. Because that's so important. I just feel that in my spirit. Because God wants this intimate relationship with you. He wants this intimate relationship with you, and He wants you to understand the fullness of what Christ did on the cross. He wants you to understand the fullness of what Yeshua did on the cross. He's done so much on the cross for you, way beyond what you and I actually recognize. It was a cosmos event, I guess you would say. It'd be a galactic event, where heaven and earth was joined back and together, where the Father, Elohim himself, and the sons of man could be reunited as one, for they came out of being united as one from the heavens. And Yeshua was slain from the foundation of the earth to cause this to happen. Can I read that to you real quick? Revelation 13:8. It says, "And all the people who belong to this world worship the beast. They are the ones whose names were not written in the book of life that belongs to the Lamb." That's talking about the book of life. Belongs to Yeshua, who was slaughtered before the world was made. So Yeshua was slain before the foundation of the earth, knowing of everything that you are ever going to do. He knew about it. He knew about it. You're not predestined and you have free will, but He can see all things. He won't change it. Only you in relationship with Him to change it. And that's what you did. When you begin to call upon His name and become born again, born from above, you changed it. You stepped out of darkness into life, into the rightful place that God knew that you would be able to do. Now, everyone doesn't choose that, because He gave us free will, but it was already there. Why? Because Yeshua, even though you were born in the Adamic nature, you were resurrected in the blood of Yeshua before you ever came to the earth, because you came out of the loins of God through Yeshua to the earth as a pure seed. Your mama and daddy made your body. Your spirit came from God. And it quickened into that body and was joined to the flesh. And unfortunately, I wish I could say it another way, but unfortunately, you were right there bound under the law of sin and death. And your soul is the mediator between your spirit man, your mind, your will, and your emotions, the joining of the spirit of the mind and the spirit of the soul to your body. And the earth and the spirit became one, and we only knew how to live out of the law of sin and death, out of the condemnation law of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Jesus, Yeshua, which was slain from the foundation of earth, called us into righteousness, where we begin to become born again through the blood covenant. And we are no longer under the law of sin and death, because we have been seated in God. We have been transformed. We've been reconciled unto Christ. Therefore, all things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Well, brother, well, what happens after you get saved? You know, most people, no, everybody, not most people, everybody does some stupid sinning after they get saved. I'm not justifying it. I'm not sitting around here making light of it. I'm telling you something my daddy told me today. He said God already knew about it before you were born. He foreseen all those things, and he still sent his son. Now, think about that. He foreseen every mistake you're going to make, how you're going to miss it, every wrong thing you did, and he still sent his son. Why? Because the law was accusing you, but his son was saying you're free. Oh, come on, somebody. He set the law in motion to expose sin, not to destroy you, but to give you a voice of freedom. Most of the world's got this thing all upside down. The law has come, and they think it's come to condemn and tell us how evil we are and how we need to repent every second of the day. And we're so wrong, and we're so ugly, and we're so this. Y'all, we did not create us like that. That is a sin nature we were born into, and I'm not justifying none of it. I've sinned in my life. I hate it. I don't take no delight in it. But the blood of Yeshua declares it made whole. It has no accusation against me. It can't. If one part of the law can touch me, then the blood of Yeshua did not fulfill itself on the cross. Well, you know, if that's the case, what's going to make you line up to the law? What's going to make you line up walking uprightly before God? The Spirit of God that I walk in. Not the spirit of man saying, do the Ten Commandments, do do's and do don'ts. Because I've always did do do's and do don'ts from the eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I always wind up sooner or later doing something stupid. But when the spirit of the law and liberty comes and I recognize who I am in Christ Yeshua, that his righteousness was laid upon me because I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives inside of me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. I don't live in faith that Craig will never sin again. If you're trying to walk in righteousness put on by your flesh, you are living a fool's game of religion, building a house of cards that will fall because your strength isn't your flesh acting right. Your strength is what Yeshua did on the cross, and you are abiding into it, which will deliver you from the bondage of the flesh causing those things. See, it's got to be upon him, not upon you. Because Yeshua can't deny himself. Now, you might deny the power of God of salvation and the fullness of grace to get you to your destiny in Christ Yeshua and get you to your heavenly home when you die. But he can't deny himself. He cannot turn away from himself. And he can't back up what he put in place on the cross. Better yet, on the resurrection. Better yet, on the ascension. As you are free in Christ Yeshua. What do you think? He didn't know those things you're going to do? You think he's going to come beat it into you? Repent, repent, repent. You dirty rotten sinner. You dirty rotten sinner. You better get this right. You better get... Look at the law. The law said don't do this. The law said don't do that. You better do some spiritual study in the Bible. And you're going to find out a lot of that stuff is interpretation by man and what man says, but Holy Spirit has an interpretation of those scriptures. And those Holy Spirit will set you free. It always will bring freedom. It will not rob you of your glory, rob you of your anointing. It will not condemn you. You say, how do I know this? Well, let me read this to you. I'm really out of time, so I'm going to tell you about it. Romans 7, chapter 7, verse 7. All the way through the end, which is 20. And then, well, no, I'm sorry, which is 25. And then Romans 8, chapter 1. Now, I love the Passion Version. Some people don't. You might like the King James. You might like the New NIV, whatever. I'd go read it and ask Holy Spirit to give you the revelation. I don't rely on that which is written before me to give me the revelation. I rely on the Holy Spirit to give me the revelation. And you'll find out that there is no condemnation in Christ Yeshua. And if there is condemnation in Christ Yeshua, then the blood failed. So therefore, that means you are leaning to the arm of the flesh, not to the arm of liberty in Christ, believing God is greater than your sin. God is greater than your failures. God is greater than your mishaps. God is greater than your foul-ups. Because no one, if you depend on the law, no one will keep the law. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Only Christ Jesus aligns you in right relationship, aligns you in holiness, aligns you in wholeness, and qualifies you. You can't qualify you. You can do whatever you want. You can change your dress outfit. You can stop going to movies. You can do this. But you can't qualify you. Only Jesus can qualify you. And the moment you take away from the blood of Yeshua qualifying you, you are in bondage and you're not in liberty of Christ or freedom of his blood covenant. Well, Apostle, are you telling us we're free to sin? I'm telling you, you get this revelation, sin won't have no hold on you. You shouldn't be worrying about that. That's on the other side of the veil, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Do good, get good. Do bad, get bad. Judgment, 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 judgment. When I be hearing preachers preaching judgment, 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 I know they've not crossed over and seen Jesus face to face. They do not understand his love, and they're not even recognizing the power of the blood because they are leaving it up to you to complete your salvation. And your salvation is completely in Christ Yeshua. And he will do the work. That's why I led you to those basic things that you should do and encourage your spirit man to grow and overtake the soul and the body by the love and the blood covenant of Yeshua and manifest the glory of God in the earth. But your faith must be in the completed work that he already knew, already called you his own, and already made a way of escape. Escape from what? From you not making those mistakes? A lot of times, but sometimes you'll still make them, but you still have the way of escape. What? His blood. See? His blood. Because the Bible says if you sin apart at one part of the law, you sin on all. There's over 600 laws in the Bible that most people sin throughout the year, a gazillion of them, it seems, without even knowing because they don't even know what they are. That's why it cannot be based on law. It must be based on life and liberty and your faith in the blood covenant of Yeshua that has his perfect work. And he says, I love you, I'm with you, and I'll see you through. You have a heart after me. Case in point, King David, adulterer, murderer, manipulator, cunning. I can go on and on with the evilness of this man most of the days of his life. And the Lord said, he has a heart after me. And the Lord opened up the heavens and showed him salvation and showed him the Holy Spirit. Things way beyond his time schedule in the earth. Read it in the Word when he talks about the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit wasn't even poured out until years and years and years and years later. That's why it can't be based on you fulfilling the law, because the law is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Now you are fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, you're free. You're free from that bondage of condemnation to be all that God has called you to be. Father, I thank you for the revelation of law versus liberty, and you've given us liberty in Christ Jesus, life in Christ Jesus, love in Christ Jesus. Once again, Father, I thank you for these people. I declare the glory of God upon them, that they are no longer in the bondage of condemnation of law, but they live under the faith of knowing who they are in Christ Jesus, the continual perpetual work of God that started before the foundation of the world, that they abide into now by faith through Christ Jesus until we physically see you face to face. Once again, this is Segimabe. I love you. You are so beautiful. Don't forget to hit that button. Like us, share us, join us, make us your favorite. Send this podcast to a friend, whether around the corner or around the world. Once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.